Joining us now is the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. So your first combine as a head coach, how's it going so far?
It's been pretty busy, but that's the way you like it, and getting a chance to just get started now with some interviews and getting to see the players for the first time, and starting to fill out the pieces of the puzzle.
And talk about that difference, because again, you've been here as an assistant coach on numerous occasions. What is the biggest noticeable change being here as a head coach?
Well, it's very similar. Obviously, just having to deal with or be involved with both sides of the ball. One thing that's so important and so critical at the combine is the interview process, and so that's something that we'll focus on in the next 3-4 nights here. That will really be focusing, and you get a chance to meet the guys for the first time, to try to understand, look them in the eye, understand what their makeup is, how much they love football, and find out about them. And there's so many things. It's easy to see the talent, the speed, all the measurables, but these intangibles are the ones that make up the player and really ultimately determine the success of players.
One of the things you said in your news conference with the national media here covering the combine that I thought really resonated was, in terms of the team's philosophy of acquiring players, we want guys that want to be Cleveland Browns. And you made that message very clear. When you're in this interview process, when you have the chance to talk with these young athletes, how do you come to that determination?
Well, the type of people, it's really finding out the type of people that they are. We want guys that are gym rats. We want guys that love playing football, that are passionate about wherever they are and whatever they're doing. And it's interesting. You do get a sense for guys, where they prefer to be, if they're excited to see you and those type of things. And that makes a difference.
Sure. And you also said that, too, about those dedicated players, the guys who aren't afraid to work hard. You've constructed a real profile of the type of player that you want. And what I think is interesting is you're going to be dealing with rookies. You're going to deal with, I'm sure, the free agent market. But you also have players that are already on this roster, and I'm guessing you're going to go through the similar process with them just to make absolutely sure everybody's meeting that same profile.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so important. And when you're putting a team together, the chemistry that guys have and that you develop in the locker room, and that feeling for each other is a critical component for winning and losing. And we want to do that and have that in our locker room. And we want guys that love Cleveland, love the Browns, and we want them to be proud of this city. And we want our city to be proud of them.
Yeah, it's an attitude change that you want to – I say change. It's an attitude that you want to bring, because this is – in spite of the fact that everybody wants to connect years and look at the past, for you as a first-time head coach and as the first-time head coach of the Browns and the staff you've put together, this is a clean slate, and you want to build this just from that.
That's right. That's right. And, we started, I guess it was 5 weeks ago. It seems like it was a year ago sometimes. But we've got a lot done in a short amount of time. And putting the structure and the staff and the people – and that's what the thing that I'm most excited about is the people that we have that I've gotten a chance to know a little bit better and work with and, see the dynamic working together. And, Mike Lombardi and the great job he's done and his scouting staff have done in being around him, and obviously Joe Banner and the experience that these guys have and the ability to evaluate players and their commitment to winning, and Jimmy Haslam, obviously, from the top, and it all coming together in that way, and going out and be able to get the kind of coaching staff that we have been able to get. We're getting the structure in place that we need. We got a lot of hard work ahead of us,
right?
But we have the people and we have the structure, and we're getting that in place that we can get the job done.
Besides those characteristics of the personality, the hard worker, the guy who's passionate, wants to be a Cleveland Brown, that player profile, when you sit down with Michael Lombardi, Joe Banner, when you sit down with the scouting staff, it's so vital to have everybody on the same page, because you guys got to coach them ultimately, and you got to let the personnel staff know specifically the types of players you want from a skill set standpoint. If you can walk us through that process a little bit.
That was one of the first things that we did, was come together, and Ray and the defensive staff and then Norv and the offensive staff sat down and put together their ideal player profile for the positions on offense and all the positions on defense. And then we sat together as a staff and went through it and hammered it out. And I spent time on both sides of the ball doing that. We took that piece and that final product and took it to the scouts and to Mike and his group. And then, you know, there's trying to explain and, you know, make them understand fully, you know, what exactly we're looking for in terms of the fit of the player that we're looking for.
Right.
Not necessarily the evaluation that they had done and had been doing ongoing all the way through the season. So it's really matching it up, matching the fit with the profile of the player. And it's a lot of work to get done, and we've done a pretty good job in a short amount of time. And like I said, I've been really impressed, really, with all parties. And we do have some great evaluators on the staff, you know, between Ray and Norv and the guys on the staff that have been around and gone through this process a lot. It's a real collaborative effort.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from Lucas Oil Stadium, site of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine. And, Coach, the years that you've come here before as an offensive assistant, offensive coordinator, whatever your roles were that weren't head coach, you were focused in your note-taking and your evaluation of the workouts as you did looking at tape and everything else with players on those specific areas. So when you're looking at it as sort of the coaching CEO now, the oversight, how do you broaden your view of that so that are you looking at it any differently, or do you stay in your wheelhouse, you know, quarterbacks, receivers, offensive guys?
No, the interesting thing is, being an offensive coordinator or an offensive coach, most of the time you spend evaluating defensive guys on tape when you're going in and preparing for people and game plans, and you're looking, you know, what guys are issues or what guys you want to attack and those type of things. So you actually spend more time looking at defensive players. So I'm very comfortable with it. Obviously, I was in college for a long time as well, where in the course of recruiting, you're evaluating offense, defense, special teams, everybody you're looking at. So I'm very comfortable with that, and that's really no difference or no issue for me at all.
And the other part of this, of course, is, you know, the assistant coaches. How do you deploy them here with their roles, and what's the division of duties there as they evaluate the combine?
Yeah, they're here. They're basically going to spend the same time and go through the course of the same basic functions as what the rest of us are. Mm-hmm. They'll just be focusing on their group, their position group. So they'll meet some informally with informal interviews where over at the train station there's guys in all the position groups and coaches from those areas as well, and you can just grab those guys and sit down and talk, a little less formal setting to find out more about them. They're following the groups around, going to, you know, the lifting sessions, the weigh-ins, the agility work, all those type of things, just to get a glimpse and see those guys, how they are around other players, just to get some insights from that standpoint, along with just seeing the measurables and the body structure and how strong they are and how fast they are and how quick they are.
When you evaluate the players that are already on this roster, especially a Brandon Whedon, when you look at tape of him, what kind of conclusions have you been able to draw so far, and where are you in evaluating for yourself the level of your comfort with him, either, you know, remaining the starter, or, you know, where he fits in the you said it's going to be competitive and you're not naming anybody your starter yet, but where are you with it, Brandon, right now in that evaluation process?
I really like Brandon. He's shown and demonstrated he has a good skill set. He showed progress as the season went on last year. So, you know, you look at tape and you know, I'm excited to get him into our meetings and into our spring football and those type of situations. Mm-hmm. You always want to be around the guys personally. So looking at tape is only one small piece, but being able to get them in there, in the building, coach them, see how they react to that coaching, how they're able to carry it from the meeting room out to the field, how they react in different situations on the field, that's really the evaluation process, and that's where the most important part of the evaluation process occurs.
And Colt McCoy, same type of thing as you look at him?
I like Colt's skill set. He's obviously had success here and won games here as well. I'm excited to get Colt out on the field and see, you know, the same things. Yeah, how he reacts to the coaching and the new system and learns and picks things up, and then how he reacts out there in the drill work and the things that we're doing as well.
And the last thing defensively, a lot of talk about this 3-4, how players are going to make that conversion. You see Jabal Sheard as a guy that you can see making that conversion from defensive end to outside linebacker.
Yeah, he's a very versatile player. We feel like he'll do some of both. And one of the things Ray said in his press conference that is an important point is that we don't want to put limitations on our guys. We're going to see and throw everything at them and give them the opportunity and see what they can do, because sometimes you find things out about guys that they can do something that's unique or a special quality about them that you can use and utilize and incorporate as part of your package. But, you know, I'm excited about Jabal in getting out there again on the field with him. And I think that we have a group of guys that translate very well to what we're going to do in the style of 3-4 that we are. Some styles may not be as transferable as others, but I feel that what we're going to do is going to transfer very well with the guys that we have.
They're adaptable. DeQuell Jackson, all those guys.
Yes, obviously DeQuell's played in both systems. He's played multiple positions and multiple linebacker positions in both.
Coach, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we continue to broadcast from Indianapolis, site of the 2013 NFL Scouting Combine. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.